We want to wish you and your families a happy Christmas, but we also want to take a moment to encourage you that the birth of Christ gives us hope in any circumstances. In Galatians 4, verses 4 and 5, we read, "But when the time had fully come, God sent his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those under the law, that we might receive adoption to sonship." With the news of Tim's cancer diagnosis earlier last year, those words have never meant more to us than they do now. But it has also been the most joyful 18 months of our marriage and our ministry.
Christmas should be a time when we are filled with joy because Christ has come into the world so that we might be adopted as sons and daughters. But so often, we mortgage our happiness to the circumstances we are currently experiencing. But we are citizens of heaven. Our citizenship is in heaven, and that changes everything. Recently, a young man in the early stages of sports-related dementia wrote this: "We are not citizens of this world trying to make our way to heaven. We are citizens of heaven trying to make our way through this world." That radical Christian insight can be life-changing. He also wrote, "We are not to live as to earn God's love, inherit heaven, and purchase our salvation. All those are given to us as gifts, gifts bought by Jesus on the cross and handed over to us. Rather, we are to live as God's redeemed, as heirs of heaven, and as citizens of another land, the kingdom of God. We live as those who are on a journey home, a home we know will have the lights on, the door open, and our Father waiting for us when we arrive. That means in all adversity, our worship of God is joyful, our life is hopeful, and our future is secure. There's nothing we can lose on earth that will rob us of the treasures God has given us and will give us." As I reflect on what God has done through Gospel and Life this year, we're humbled. There's been the incredible outpouring of prayers and financial support and testimonies of God's faithfulness. All these things are great encouragements to Kathy and me. And we want to thank you for your help in sharing the hope of the gospel with so many people. God has worked through your generosity so that the light of the gospel and the promise of Christmas have been discovered anew by many people. As the Bible says, those in darkness have seen a great light. So thank you again. And on behalf of everyone here at Gospel and Life, happy Christmas to you and your family.
Happy Christmas.